Hello, everybody. Welcome to the GregBurt.com podcast. I'm Greg. I'm your host. And I wasn't really thinking about doing a podcast right now, but there's a story in my local newspaper that got me a little bit fired up, and I wanted to say something about it. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read you the story, and then I'll tell you what I think about it. And that's about it. And the story appeared in the Attleboro Sun Chronicle, and it goes, "A grieving father took his campaign for a law on cell phone use to the airways Tuesday night, trying to prevent the kind of accident that took the life of his 18-year-old son. Gerald Sibley, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who owns a string of cell phone stores, spent an hour with WBZ Radio's Carl Stevens seeking support for a ban on anything but hands-free cell phone use on the state's roads. I need to accomplish something in his memory," Sibley told Stevens. Jordan D. Sibley of 17 Independence Way, a student at Foxborough High School, died Sunday after his car struck a tree on Barrow Street in Norton. He was on the phone with his father at the time. His father says Jordan may have dropped the phone and was trying to pick it up. Police said neither speed nor alcohol were factors in the crash. Sibley said he called WBZ Tuesday night because, quote, "We need to save lives. I want to hear from somebody in the state legislature to sponsor this bill." Sibley, who is burying his son today, asked the public for support for what I hope will be Jordan's bill. "I hope somebody in a year will call up WBZ and say thank you. My son was not killed today because of this legislation," Sibley told one caller to the show. Now, I understand this is a terrible thing for any parent to have to go through, but I'm not dealing with that right now. What I'm dealing with is the idea that people blame cell phones for car accidents. And I'm also calling out the idea that a hands-free cell phone set would have prevented any car accident, this one or any others, because you never hear about car radios causing car accidents. You never hear about billboards causing car accidents. And I think the reason for that is because the car radio companies and the billboard companies don't have these $30 hands-free sets that they can sell you. So over the past 7 or 8 years, we've been led to believe that if you have a hands-free cell phone set, that you're much safer driving than if you just had a regular cell phone and put it up to your ear with one hand. I don't believe that driving with only one hand is a problem. I do it all the time, even when I don't use my cell phone. And I'm adjusting my radio, or I'm just resting my arm to the side, and I've never been in an accident. But the thing is with American society these days is that a lot of people need somebody to blame or something else to blame for whatever happens. So this parent in particular is blaming a cell phone for his child's death. And I have no background on this particular situation. I don't know the parent. I don't know the kid. So I can't say one way or the other if this kid was a responsible driver or if he was not a responsible driver. But what I can say is this parent is blaming a cell phone for this accident. And I don't think that's right, because if the conclusion was that this kid had stopped by McDonald's and picked up a burger and a soda and that he crashed and died because he spilled his soda, I don't think this parent would have come on the radio and said that we need to ban drive-through fast food restaurants or that we need to ban Poland Springs water bottles in cars. And what I see as a very unfortunate thing is that we will never, ever be able to blame parents. I know it's a difficult thing to do, and not all parents are irresponsible. There are very many parents who are very responsible. But as too often turns out in these kind of cases, is that the irresponsible parents come forward and blame other things instead of blaming themselves or blaming their kids for what has happened. And I think this is another situation that is just that. It's a parent or a kid that was irresponsible, and they're trying to make a campaign out of this, and it's just a shame that that has to happen. So, Gerald Sibley, I would say that in addition to trying to get legislation that bans handheld cell phone use in cars, that you also try to push through legislation that bans the drinking of water bottles in cars, that bans the reading of billboards in cars, that bans having talkative passengers in cars. Because the point here is that there are so many distractions when you're driving, and it is the driver's responsibility to avoid those distractions so that they don't get into accidents. And the more we try to find other things to blame, the less responsibility we'll place on ourselves in these situations. And after all, it really comes down to us. We're all responsible for our own decisions, we're all responsible for our own actions, but the irresponsible people will always try to find somebody else to blame for anything that goes wrong, and that's just a shame. Thank you for listening, and good night.